This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm normally joined with my very best friend, Meredith, but Meredith is celebrating the holiday with her family and having so much fun. So I corralled two people to play with me. That's right. It takes two people to make one Meredith. That's how amazing she is. I have my daughter, Gigi, and her best friend, Ava. Hi, girls.
Hi.
All right. So in honor of like this historic weekend and this holiday and all that stuff, I thought we would play a really fun game of historical trivia. Do you guys feel confident in being able to answer historical questions?
No.
Are you sure? Not even a little bit confident?
I don't know. I'm not good at history.
I have an A in history, so I'm pretty confident in my.
There you go. Ava's going to pick up the slack on this. I feel good about it. Also, Gigi, we have so much summer school that we're going to be doing. So congratulations for that. All right. This episode was actually requested by Amy, who left an awesome review for us on iTunes. Amy, thank you for suggesting this. It's a really fun topic. Also, shout out to Jameson from Chicago, Josiah, Brecken, and Jack. And big happy birthday vibes to Kit Kat, who left a review as well. She's got a June birthday, as well as Nathan and Grace. Happy birthday. What a fun time to have a birthday, you guys. All right, the rules. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of historical trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score, crown the winner, and see if you were able to beat Ava and Gigi today in historical trivia. Girls, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Round one, question one. What was the actual date of the Declaration of Independence signed?
August 7th, I don't know.
So it was actually August 2nd, 1776. So, you know, good start. All right, question number two. Who was the first person in the world to land on the moon, and which country were they from?
Neil Armstrong was from the United States.
That's right, Neil Armstrong. Okay, question number three. Who was the first emperor of Rome?
Augustus.
That's right, Gigi. Augustus it is. Okay, question number four. What was the first American state? Ava, do you know this one?
I don't.
It was actually Delaware. Have you ever been to Delaware?
Maybe.
It's a really small one, I think. No offense, Delaware, but I don't think I've ever actually stayed in it. Maybe I drove through it very quickly.
I think we drove through it the one time.
That makes sense. We'll have to stop sometime, Delaware. We'll check you out. Don't worry. Okay, question number five. Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
That's right, Gigi. Michelangelo. Okay, question number six. What was the first toy to be advertised on television? I had one of these growing up. I think you did, Gigi, or I don't know if I was a bad mom getting this or not. I don't know, Ava, if you did. Do you guys know the answer to this?
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head.
I was Mr. Potato Head. That's right. I had Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and we were a really happy family, you guys. Okay, question number 7. The Hundred Years' War was fought between what two countries? I told you, these are going to be really hard questions this time, guys.
France and England.
That was France and England, if you didn't catch it.
All right. I'm feeling like you guys are conspiring against me. That's weirdly correct. And I don't know how you knew that, but good job, girls. Good job. Okay, question number 8. What group of people discovered Greenland?
The Vikings?
That's right. The Vikings did. Okay, question number 9. Who was the first female prime minister of Britain?
I don't know.
Okay, it was actually Margaret Thatcher. See, I watched The Crown, you guys, so I totally knew the answer to this. All right, and final question of this round. Which famous music festival took place in 1969? I'm pretty sure my parents went, but I was nowhere near alive by then.
Woodstock?
That's right, Ava. It was Woodstock. All right. You know what? You girls sort of rocked that round. Oh, I'm really proud of you. What are your thoughts?
I learned about most of that in history class.
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
We're going to try round 2. It gets a little bit more difficult, just so you know. The answers will be a little bit harder. Questions are a little bit harder, but I have faith in you two girls. I know you are brilliant, so let's get to it. Okay, question number 1, round 2. Who was the first Black Supreme Court justice in the United States?
I don't know.
It was actually Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall. Okay, question number 2. Where did Albert Einstein live before moving to the United States?
Germany?
That's right, Ava. He was from Germany. Okay, question number 3. What was the name of the first permanent English American colony? So like the first colony, I know we totally learned this in school and I'm sure your girls did too.
It was Jamestown.
That's right, Gigi, Jamestown it is. All right, question number four. Who painted the mural of the Last Supper?
Leonardo da Vinci?
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci. He did so many cool things back then, and this was one of them. Okay, question number five. Who refused to give up her bus seat, sparking national civil rights protests?
Rosa Parks.
Oh, you guys were so quick on that one. That is right, Rosa Parks. Okay, question number six. Who created the first successful printing press?
I have no idea.
Any guesses, Ava?
Nope.
All right, that would be Johann Gutenberg. Johann Gutenberg did first printing press. I love to go to Disney with my family, and one of the coolest things is they talk about this in that big ball at Epcot, so we do get to see the printing press. It's pretty awesome. All right, question number seven. What scandal forced U.S. President Richard Nixon to resign in 1974?
The Watergate?
Yes, Watergate scandal was big deal, big, big deal. Okay, question number eight. What are the Bill of Rights?
First 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution.
That's right. They are the first 10, the big ones, the most important, going up there first 10. All right. Question number nine. Which organization has 193 member countries? Big deal, guys. Kind of a big deal.
United Nations.
That's right. It's the United Nations. Okay, final question. Whose crew was the first to sail completely around the world?
Magellan.
That's right. It is Magellan. Ferdinand Magellan. In fact, you know, Gigi, if you were born a boy, you would have been a Ferdinand. So it's too bad. You really missed out. All right, girls, you did pretty well. You only missed a couple. I have a lot of faith in your education right now. So great job. Thank you for joining us today. You did really great. All right. They're just looking forward to Stranger Things trivia, which is coming up later in the month. I can already tell they're big Stranger Things fans. So I know when that comes, they'll probably be making a repeat appearance, guys. All right. You did it. You survived this episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast, historical edition, one of the coolest topics ever. Thanks again for that suggestion. We love when you leave your suggestions in the reviews on iTunes. That's where we pull them from. So go ahead and do that. Also, if your mom or dad wants to send us a message on Instagram or Facebook to make a request or send us one of your pictures to feature on our social media, we love that as well. So just go ahead and make sure you're leaving that review. All right. Also, you can head to our Facebook page, the Family Road Trip Trivia Pod, as well as our Instagram account and follow us there for fun pictures and trivia. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Have an amazing 4th of July, trivia nerds.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.